You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Jeremy, they made a sequel. They're making a sequel to The Joker that had, Joaquin Phoenix in it. A movie that I thought was okay, but again, like every DC movie that comes out, whenever it's not terrible, everyone loses their mind. Kind of like the Batman, the one with the Twilight Kid. Like,
I kind of like that one.
It was all right.
It was all right. It wasn't a bad movie, but it's like because DC has such a bad track record, everyone's like, oh my God, it's the greatest. And I'm like, just relax. The only DC movie that's come out in the last, there's only two of them that have come out in the last, since The Dark Knight, right. That I was like, okay, this is legitimately good. One is Teen Titans Go, the movie. I know a lot of you guys don't watch that, but like, hey, it was really funny. And then the other one was The Suicide Squad that James Gunn did with John Cena in it. And
yeah, I ended up not seeing that one because I hated the first one.
So you didn't see it? All right, I'll go.
All right, come on.
You can't see me?
Thank you.
Yeah. That one is excellent. It's excellent. If you watch the TV series Peacemaker on Max, I guess now it's Max, it's excellent. You need to watch it because it's James Gunn. So it's like, imagine if like Heyday Marvel had DC content.
Into it. So I will watch it.
And they curse. It's all rated R. So.
They pretty much treated it like Deadpool, right?
Yes.
But they didn't break the fourth wall on that.
No, but...
I mean, are you a Boys guy? The Boys?
I am the Boys.
I'm watching again because I had watched in the pandemic, then I kind of fell off, but I'm rewatching like season two to the end right now.
Did you watch the spinoff series?
I have not.
About the university?
No.
You have to watch it because it's totally going to tie in.
Okay.
Excellent. But Joker 2 is coming out.
Yes, it is.
And it's a musical.
I was born for this moment. Because The Dark Knight is still one of my favorite movies ever. I had a Joker poster on my room as a teenager, on the wall of my room as a teenager.
You had a lot of posters.
I did.
Because I
had a whole poster
in Mr.
wall.
In Mr. Crate, he talked about other posters that he had in his wall.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever had a poster on my wall.
Jeremy's walls look like the walls of this.
I had a poster.
Yeah. No, that's accurate.
I had a poster.
Oh, what poster, buddy?
Jessica Simpson, Dukes of Hazzard.
Nice.
Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you.
I mostly had like Bruce Springsteen, the
Bruce
Joker.
Springsteen,
yeah,
the boss.
Sure. Yeah, the boss.
You're like 12 years old,
dude. Springsteen's my guy. That was my first concert with Springsteen.
Were you like seven Max years Weinberg? Old, just like toe tapping?
I was six. Yeah, I was Clarence six. Clemens. I went to the Rising tour. It was great. I loved it.
White guys,
and a white sports journalist at that. I mean, come on, I fit in with everybody.
Come on up.
So Jeremy's walls are just pictures of white guys.
Yeah, pretty much. So, or face painted. So I had the Joker poster on.
Wait,
on,
face painted?
Yeah, the Joker.
Yeah.
So
not that kind of face painted.
Yeah, no, very different. But yeah, so I didn't really like the first Joker. I thought that some of the themes were sort of heavy handed. I didn't really like this Joker movie. I loved Heath Ledger as the Joker, but this first Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, I thought. He was good.
Where he was walking up the stairs in the preview or down the stairs.
Yeah, his performance was good, but the movie was bad. And then it came out that Lady Gaga was going to be in the sequel. And everyone was like, what's that about? And then the report came out that it was going to be a musical. Now, and how about this? A jukebox musical at that.
What is a jukebox
musical? So this is what I'm excited about. A jukebox musical means that it's taking songs that you already know, not original songs.
So like Rock of Ages is a jukebox musical?
Similar to Rock of Ages. Moulin Rouge is a jukebox musical, which I actually just saw when I was on my honeymoon in London. We saw Moulin Rouge, and it was spectacular.
Is this one of those things where they... Look at me,
play white guys as well.
Yeah, you can play anything. Yeah, go for it.
Oh, white women.
Yeah.
White woman. White.
Yeah, I love that shit. Is this one of those ones where like they do a whole scene where there's a song and then they all go about as if they didn't just sing?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I hate that in musicals.
All right, I'm out. Okay.
No, that's sing why it for like 5 minutes and then like we're back and so, no one talks.
That's
about
why this is gonna be. That's why this is gonna be so ridiculous.
Right. Like this is how it goes. This is why it's gonna be so ridiculous. This is why it's gonna be so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Bam. But how ridiculous? So
well, I mean, look, you guys are. You guys just don't like musicals in general because every musical
confirmed
does that. Right. So guilty. That's why. But that's why this is so funny because right, like the Joker, the first one, really brought in an audience because it was kind of sympathetic to the whole like incel community and like them replying with violence and like that's the people who loved the Joker. And so to do a 180. And turn it into a jukebox musical with Lady Gaga. Like, are you guys ready?
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. When you say jukebox musical, songs that we already know, does this mean it's going to be like Glee where they're singing?
Yes. Exactly like that.
I hate it.
And I love it.
I hate it when people sing covers.
It's why I was born for this moment. Are you ready? Are you ready for a moment where you're going to have like Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker singing Creep by Radiohead mashed up with Lady Gaga singing like Fix You by Coldplay?
Oh, I thought you were going to say mashed up by Lady Gaga singing Creep by TLC.
Jeremy's more excited about this than David was about A-Rod getting the Timberwolves.
No, this is literally content that's made specifically for me. You've got the Joker, you've got a jukebox musical. This is everything I've ever wanted. It's so Glee coded. I love it.
This is everything I don't want.
Yeah, right.
It's the opposite of what I want.
And I can tell you, the audience of this show, they're going to hate it, which is why I love it.
So the director was like, all right, the movie, mixed reviews. Some people liked it, some people didn't. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do a complete 180.
Yeah.
We're
going to get a totally different audience.
We're going to get people doing whatever. Why not?
I will say from a money-making standpoint, you got your audience with the first one who's going to want to see the sequel to it, and now you're recruiting a completely different audience to see it now, so it might do really well at the box office.
Is it Todd Phillips again?
I believe it is.
Okay. I'll give it a chance because it's Todd Phillips. He's a funny guy.
You let me know.
Yeah. When it comes out on Max.
If you let me know, it'd be like, nah, not
when,
for you.
We'll watch it when it comes out on Max.
All right.
You're not joking.
Nope.
You're not joking.